With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A fast-moving wildfire near the Grand Canyon is raging out of control. The White Sage Fire exploded in size from 1,000 acres to nearly 20,000. The National Park Service said it was sparked by lightning strikes Thursday. About 500 visitors have been evacuated from the area. The historic Grand Canyon Lodge, the only lodging on the Grand Canyon's north rim, has been destroyed, along with the visitor center, gas station, wastewater treatment plant, and an administrative building. More heavy rain Sunday in south-central Texas.
The fire department has said that they are suspending search and rescue operations at this time due to the flooding. They've asked anyone who has any kind of equipment down near the river to remove it. I've received two emergency alerts this morning. One came at about 7:50, right when the rain began in this area. And I received a second one from the National Weather Service sometime later.
Some 170 people are still missing. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt tells Salem Radio Network that there is no reason for the federal government to continue funding public broadcasting.
It's just insane. I mean, NPR, PBS are incredibly biased. They don't deserve any federal dollars. They can go, raise the rest of it on their own. And then, of course, with the USAID funding, you've got, Sesame Street in Iraq and DEI, in Burma and all this ridiculous transgender ideology that we're spending State Department dollars on across the world. It's really a big, big mission creep.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the agency is looking into building more illegal immigrant detention sites in other states. At a news conference in Tampa Saturday, Noem said over 286,000 illegal immigrants have been arrested so far. 70% are facing charges or have prior convictions. Noem said some 600 illegals have been linked to terrorism. This is SRN News. Another school settles an anti-Semitism lawsuit. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Officials at Barnard College in New York have agreed to implement a list of measures called for by Jewish students on campus in the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that broke out on campuses across the nation in the wake of the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. A growing number of colleges and universities are coming to such agreements in the face of accusations that they have ignored growing anti-Semitism within their ranks. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syrian Christian leaders are warning that the country's small community of believers may decide to leave after last month's devastating church attack. Greek Orthodox leaders say the bombing of the church outside Damascus was the worst crime against Christians since 1860, when thousands were massacred within days by Muslim attackers. Weeks after the bombing, it's still not clear who was behind it. This is SRN News. A Christian cross is raised at the site of the Texas floods tragedy.
A Texas carpenter has built a massive cross outside Camp Mystic to honor the victims of the deadly flash floods 4th of July weekend.
I hope it helps the families.
Bill Hardy is with Hardy Custom Cabinet.
I feel horrible for them. I can't imagine. I've got five daughters and one son, and I can't imagine losing one of them.
Hardy lost his entire woodworking shop in 2010 to an electrical fire. So when crossbearer Dan Beasley reached out about having one made for the flood victims, the answer was yes. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Officials with Baltimore police say they arrested a 13-year-old girl for attempted armed robbery. Police say the girl broke into a liquor store, poured alcohol into a container, and then tried to leave. She's accused of property damages, carrying a knife, and threatening employees when they tried to intervene. More details at srnnews.com.